Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Kev's Perspective. I'm your host, Kev Lowe, and today we have my girlfriend Amira back on by popular demand. She was in my last episode as well, COVID Christmas. Go check that episode out. But this episode is called New Start, New Year's, and we talked about Amira and I's 2021 goals, essentially, and kind of our resolution, if you will. We also mentioned some good things that did happen this year that will set us up next year for success. Some people are being very pessimistic at this point because this year's been very tough, but we try to be optimists over here and talk about the good things that happened and, you know, be appreciative of where we are. So thank you again for tuning in, and tune in every week and every Monday, and please enjoy the New Start New Year's episode. Chia.
Okay, take two.
Take three.
Take three. Third time is the charm with me.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Kev's Perspective. I'm your host, Kev Lowe, and my co-host, Amira. Hi, babe.
Hi.
She's back. She's back in Adam by popular demand. My views in the last video kind of skyrocketed because of all the beautiful moms out there. Shouts out, saying my voice is beautiful. Thank you so much for tuning in with Amira on the podcast. It's fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy the podcast?
I like it a lot better now that I've completed an episode. I was really skeptical at first because I'm really nervous in front of a camera.
Yeah.
But after feeling all the love from my family and friends, I feel like I could do this forever.
Could you?
Probably not.
Comment and let me know what you guys think about Amira being a co-host on my podcast. I was debating that because, like, when COVID's over, I want to have one-on-ones with guests.
Yeah.
But, like, until then, I want you to be on my podcast episodes. I'm trying to do less guests because I want them to be valued more, people. Because I bring a lot of good people on. Like, my first 10 episodes, I had AB, a rapper from Florida. I had a Call of Duty professional gamer, which they're hard to even get a hold of. I had Mod Sun on, which is, like, I want more people to realize the people I've already had on. And I'm going to re-invite people, but it's just like you put in a lot of work, right? Like,
yeah, I watch you put the work in. You do a lot for this podcast.
I try. I've been putting in like contacting people via email, via Instagram, all that stuff. So I'm going to have a co-host, add a different element to the podcast. We're going to change the tapestry. I'm going to get a better video camera eventually. I have plans.
Yeah, we're going to turn our kitchen into a podcasting studio.
Literally, our kitchen's 2 feet away right there. But welcome, everybody, to the New Start New Year's. So we talked about this, and Amira helped me with the idea. I wanted to do this podcast because I want everyone to remember that it's a new start to a new year coming up here. Now, COVID's not going to be over in the first 2 months of the new year, but things will get better. So that's what I want everyone to remember, is things will get better. Let's talk about our New Year's resolutions, which
And remember that 2020 wasn't as bad as everyone thinks it was.
Yeah.
We really had time to slow down and do self-care.
Yep.
And I accomplished a lot of things I wouldn't have been able to if I wasn't forced to slow down.
Yeah. That's very true. And we met each other during COVID, which isn't all that bad.
Yeah. Right? I mean, highlight of 2020.
Highlight of 2020. I met you right in the middle of COVID. We are a COVID relationship. That's a little weird.
But quarantining with you has been a lot of fun.
It has been fun. I'm glad I had somebody. That's what one of my friends said to me, was they're happy that they had their girlfriend, because without a person to hang out with every day, I couldn't imagine doing this by myself. If you lived in like a solo apartment, like a lot of people live solo.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine doing something yourself by yourself every single day during this time.
JC would be really annoyed.
Our doggo.
Yeah. It would have just been me and her roughing it.
Roughing it? You really just threw a pun in my podcast? Well, this is the New Start New Year podcast. And the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, we already talked about in the last podcast what we would normally do during New Year's. I'm going to go over New Year's resolutions first. And so I want to go over a couple things that you talked about first, maybe?
Yeah. In the next year, I want to slay at my new job, which starts in January.
Yep.
I'm hoping to launch my creative business, Art by Alawi.
Yep.
I'm hoping to plant an amazing garden.
Yep.
And a few other things, but I think those three are like really prominent. And then working on like friendships and relationships post COVID, hopefully, reconnecting with people that I haven't seen in a long time due to distance.
Yeah, and you gave me your list too. A couple of them included moving to a larger home because we were kind of like, due to circumstances, kind of pushed into this 700 square foot apartment. And so we want a yard for the dog, and like we want to be able to like save money for a container home, which we kind of talked about, which if you guys, again, haven't heard about container homes,
please look into them. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're really, really cool. I really like container homes. They're like, the containers are super cheap and they're a blank slate and they have great insulation. They last forever. And especially in Minnesota, I thought about it. Yeah. Like, we have some rough weather sometimes, like we did for Christmas. So I figured we could get a container home and to last through the winters. That's something I wanted to consider. And if comment in the sections, or again, if you're an audio, please like leave a review and let me know what you guys think of container homes. If you have any experience with container homes, like the pros and cons, because all we've seen are pros. I haven't seen a lot of cons with container homes.
Yeah.
So definitely something. But eat less meat too was something that you kind of talked about.
Yeah, I was a pretty strict vegetarian last year. And actually for like the last 5 years, and I kind of fell off the wagon this year since meat was
fell off the wagon.
Yeah.
Just fell right off.
I fell off.
I don't think so. I think
I eat meat about once a week right now. But what I'm saying is that like I never ate meat before.
Yeah.
But meat became accessible during the pandemic. My mom had meat in the freezer and I didn't want it to go to waste. And then I started getting more relaxed about eating meat because my stomach felt fine. And now I eat kind of a lot of chicken because I enjoy it. But I'm trying to scale that back because I know it's not so much about the ethics of killing an animal, but like the emissions caused by eating meat and like the environmental impact.
Also how we feel. Lately, we've realized that we don't feel the greatest. Like this morning we woke up because we've been having a lot of meat as of recent because of holidays and different meals you have throughout the holidays. And we both woke up feeling pretty sick today. And I'm kind of surprised we're doing a podcast because we both kind of ran a fever last night.
Yeah.
And we haven't really been anywhere to get impacted by COVID. But luckily, you ordered a test. Thank God for Minnesota having those at-home tests. Again, if you don't know, I'll put the link in the bio. And I'll also, if you guys don't know, I think, do you remember the website by chance?
They're serviced by Vault Health, but I don't know the exact website. You can find it on the Minnesota Department of Health page, though. Yeah,
please go use that as a resource because everybody, like, she's used it and it really makes us feel better about going even to the grocery store. Like today we were going to have some plans to go out to like Target and stuff. I'm not going to go out there unless I really, really need to because I'm not feeling the greatest today.
And we don't want to be a cause of the spread of this virus.
Right. And we think that meat contributed to how we feel, though. I mean, it could just be food poisoning, you know, but we don't know. So eat less meat, you said, once a week. Drink more water, which is like everyone, I think, puts that universally on their list, but you need to. I bought, so for my solution, I told myself this 2 years ago, I was going to drink more water. I got this big gulp from Target. It was like a...
It's called a Bubba.
A Bubba. Yeah, if you guys don't know, look up a Bubba. Look up a Bubba. Look up a Bubba. Because it has like a straw in it. It's a sensation thing. It's like a rubber straw. So then I got you rubber straws as well, which actually help with drinking more water.
Kevin got me silicone straws from Target that I can put in my Nalgene's and it's helping me drink more water.
Yeah.
Because
it's a sensation thing.
It is a sensation thing. And I also don't like super cold water, but I'm coming around to that.
I know. When I first met you, you said no ice. And I was like, who doesn't put ice in their water? But I load mine. Half the ice tray goes in the water bottle. I love it. Less single-use plastic.
Yeah.
So kind of explain that.
I want to convert all of our plastic Ziploc bags for like snacks and weird items to silicone reusable ones that we can throw in the dishwasher or more small Tupperware. And I really want to cut back on those items in our household.
Yeah.
We really don't have that many. Like we have reusable shopping bags, but like just really trying to do the most when it comes to single use items because those create the most waste.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do. Like, and as a single individual, and I think we're doing that to the max. We have our water bottles. We don't ever buy water. We've never once bought water.
Pre-pandemic, I would sometimes bring my own Tupperware to a restaurant to take my leftovers.
Are you
in.
Serious?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't ask for like the styrofoam Mm-mm. box.
But during the pandemic, it already comes that way when you're getting takeout. I can't be like, here's my Tupperware. Please put my items
when
in.
When we went to the farmer's market before the weather got bad, they tried to give us plastic bags. And we said, no, we have a reusable bag that we'll bring, which is actually really smart. I was asking, like, I saw other people doing it, but it wasn't a whole lot. It was like one
and
in every 50.
And reusable bags are way more comfortable to carry. Like cloth in your hands versus plastic suffocating your fingers.
Yeah, they also they also hold a lot more because we would use $20 at the farmer's market. It would fill up a reusable bag easy. So yeah, less single-use plastic, definitely something that people should take after. If you don't have a reusable bag, go to Trader Joe's. They're $1.50, I think.
You can get amazing ones at TJ Maxx and Marshall's in the Sierra store for 99 cents. They're really big and they're really strong.
Aldi sells them for 79 cents, I think it is. Yeah. Like, there's no reason if it's around a dollar or less than a dollar, buy them, people. They really will help you.
And pack when you're moving. They're giant bags. They help you move your stuff.
We moved recently, a couple times actually, and that really helped. Be grateful for all opportunities given to you was the last one.
Aww,
so
that was really reflective of me.
Yeah, it was. So what did you mean? And I'm assuming that it had to do with work, but...
I mean, it has to do with everything. I feel like I'm in a funk. I'm depressed, and I feel like... I need to recheck myself on my perspective because I feel like I've lost touch of my family. And a lot of that has to do with like the distance. Like my family doesn't live just like right down the street. They live an hour plus away. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be really grateful of the time we do get to spend together, whether that's being outside and hanging out on the deck while our dogs play or just like a phone call or a FaceTime.
Yeah.
Especially because like I'm hoping that post COVID I can reconnect with all these people that I love so much and just like being grateful for the connection we do have right now.
Yeah. And that's a good one. That's why I'm trying to get a better relationship with my grandfather. It's just because like I'm trying to be grateful that he's still here and that I can learn a lot from him. And it sounds cliche, but in our reality, people should do that more. And I think what my cousin said was really, really big to me. I don't know if you remember this. He said, I'll never, and again, I want everyone to reflect on this quick listening. He said, I'll never take for granted family gatherings, and I'll never want to leave early. Because I remember when I was at family gatherings like Christmas and stuff, I would always want to get out early. And I think that was before I figured out I had anxiety.
Yeah.
That must have been it. But for him, he was like, I've always just wanted to get out early. And like now I don't want to do that. Like he said, I would kill for any opportunity to hang out with family right now. And he's just trying to be super safe with a new baby so he can. He can't even show off his new baby to his family.
Yeah.
Like I haven't seen neither of my nieces. Like, so it's smart, but at the same time, it's a good point to make is that if everyone remembers all those times you're at Thanksgiving, you're at those family holidays where you want to leave early. Well, now I think post-COVID, we're going to have a greater appreciation for that. Now, I think that appreciation is going to diminish pretty quickly, just how people work. I'm being honest. Like, I know that I'll tell myself that I want to be there, and then I'll be awesome for the first holidays. I'll be like, this is great again. And then afterwards, I'm going to be like, back to the same. I hope not, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of like speaking out of my butt right now, but.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. Like, sometimes on holidays, you just want to get back to your own life. It can be overwhelming to be around so many people. And like, for me, our holidays are really loud and there's a lot of like conflicting opinions. And like,
you told me that. Yeah.
It can be really stressful. And like, I want to go back to like my comfort space and like
I'll do anything to get out of this space right now though
but like and just be more grateful for like job opportunities and making the most of everything and like looking back like this past summer like I didn't realize how much time I had until it was gone because I was unemployed this summer and I went backpacking with my dog all the time and like I'm now realizing in 2021 I now have two jobs. I work over full time and there's no way that I'm going to be able to go outside by myself on my own adventures in that capacity.
Yeah.
But that's okay because I can be more grateful for the chances that I do have and the experiences and adventures I do go on.
Yeah, that's true. And that's, I think, another thing to realize. Yeah, like for me, I'm doing a completely different job role change for my job too. And I'm grateful to be working from home. And as much as I want to go outside, I think working back in retail is not going to be too exciting. Like, I'll be happy to be there for the first couple of weeks. I do love human to human interaction. I do love my job. But again, for those who don't know, I'm sales for Apple. So like I'm doing business sales and stuff like that. So it's all about person to person interaction. And I'm doing all that over email right now. So I have no human interaction whatsoever. I will miss the human interaction point, but I will also miss where I don't have to get ready for work. I don't have to like shower, put my uniform on, drive all the way there.
Keep us in our pajamas right now.
Keep us in our pajamas in my new Christmas little thing I got. Shouts out Owl City, by the way. I'm trying to get him on. I've emailed him every day for 3 months now. Every other day for 3 months.
Good luck.
Thanks. He's a part of my, got this for Christmas. He's a part of my my PJs.
What did you call that?
This thing?
Yeah.
My everyday sweater? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like my everyday sweater. It's like, well, it was like Old Blue, my other.
It's the replacement for Old Blue.
Yeah, I have a sweater. I'll put a picture up of me and right now of Old Blue. And that sweater I've had for 4 years, 5 years. And the elbows are see-through now. And like the seams have ripped completely. The neck is ripping. So I got this for Christmas. And this is my new everyday sweater. Yeah, you need one. You need an everyday sweater. My New Year's resolutions now. We went through Amira's. Now, mine are get 2 new tattoos. Now, it sounds like a weird resolution. But my resolution last year was to get 4 tattoos. That was my resolution before COVID, was I'm going to get 4 tattoos. I got 2. I'm going to get 2 more on the same arm. I'm excited for that because I'm going to start a sleeve. It's not going to be fun to pay for them, and also not going to be fun to feel the pain again.
I kind of love tattoos, though.
I love tattoos when they're done. Yeah. I hated the ripping. It feels like, to me, both of them felt the same. It felt like someone's slowly ripping your skin with 2 needles very slowly.
To me, it feels like a cat is constantly scratching you.
Yeah, see, when they told me that, I didn't feel that. I've owned cats my whole life. When someone scratched me, I didn't feel like they're tearing open my flesh.
But my foot tattoo was completely different.
It felt like you're right on bone then.
They were like chiseling into my bones.
Like just...
just straight chiseling.
Oh my God. You got it on the foot. That's again, not arguably.
And I've had it done 3 times because I got it in full color, like an idiot with no black lines.
Not only did she get the most painful area, she got color where
with
you have to
no
retouch it up.
No black lines to hold it in. So I've had it done almost every year. Now I said, fuck it. Let it fade away. Get rid of that shit. And then I'm going to have it done in black and white once it's faded enough.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
With like a little color accent on it.
I was thinking about doing a color accent. I asked my guy if I could, like, hey, can you just make the lion eyes blue? And he was like, no. Like, he's like, I know what's best for you pretty much. And
yeah.
That was fine. Like, some people say, well, it's the person's choice. It's like, I get it, but I'm happy with it. I'm happy being in black and white.
I think your tattoos are
dope. Thank you. Thank you so much. And everyone says that too. And I'm happy that my first 2 tattoos gotten such positive reviews. Another one is lose 40 pounds. Now, this is also kind of cliche, but to me, working out's really important. And I feel like I've always been up and down with my weight. And I'm very open about it. Like, I don't care. Like, I've told many people, like, people look at me and they're like, ah, you're like 200. Dude, I was 260 at a point, and this was like beginning of this year. And then I was working out so, so hard and for 7-8 months. And then this lockdown happened for the gyms. Now, the gyms are reopened, but I canceled my gym membership when we moved to save money. And because there's a gym on site and they still haven't opened it. And I don't know why. We're way out of the Tim Walz, governor's order. Why have they not reopened? Oh, we've talked to headquarters and we're just waiting on them to give us the green light.
But that's okay. You've been doing yoga lattes at home.
But you don't get, like, I looked at old pictures of myself the other day from right before we shut down. My biceps were huge. And like my body's like started to trim up. Like, I love the way I look from lifting. Lifting, nothing can replace that for me. Yes, Pilates are nice because they make me, I sweat profusely. Like, they give your fat burn. That's for sure. But lifting gives me that sculpting that I want. You know what I mean? So lose 40 pounds in 2021. I feel like that's attainable throughout the entire year.
Especially if we're better about eating less meat and eating healthier just in general. I think it'll be easy.
When I first met you, I was dropping weight because we were only eating chicken once a week. And then the rest of it was like really, really healthy meals. Lately, holidays changed that.
But the garden also really supported our diet.
God, I forgot about that.
Like,
Oh, we had a backyard babe, garden.
Can you go grab 10 tomatoes and 2 peppers and bring them in here for some salsa? Versus now we have to like pre-plan before we go to Aldi's what healthy foods we're going to eat.
And if we forget something we don't have in the backyard. Like I remember we forgot jalapenos one time and we were saying, oh, cool, we'll just go in the backyard and grab some.
And then we were like, oh, we don't have sweet potatoes. Let's go grab a squash. And it was like substitutes were easy to make.
It was easy, but yeah, now we can't do that. But we'll be back to it. Workout 4 to 5 days a week all year. Something that I want to do is just work out that much all year.
The consistency is key.
Yeah, and it makes me feel really good. And like when I had a gym membership, it was easy because it was just the same routine every morning. Without the gym membership, it should be easier because it's on site. But again, I deal with different rules and regulations. This is interesting. Double my savings account. I mean, like we don't make a hell of a lot of money. We talked about it before, but I've been told by people who are wealthy in my family to say the same thing. It's not about how much you make.
It's about how you spend it.
It's about how you spend it. So, you know, like we have a family member that makes a boatload of money, but his costs are pretty low. They were before he started making that money. His costs outweigh his profit, essentially, simply put, because he just the lifestyle he lives. So he doesn't make a lot of money is what he said. And I was like, dude, you could downsize your house. You could get rid of the 2 cars that you don't need. Like for me, everything I have around me is a necessity. It is. Everything we've made, we've narrowed it down together. It's a necessity.
Like our pepper grinder's broken and now it's on like grinder. The list of things to get, but like that's not lavish.
Why was it on the list of things?
Because we were grinding pepper and one of the screws fell out into our food.
And I took a big old bite with the screw and I pulled a screw out of my mouth.
He thought I had put it in there.
I'm so lucky. He got really mad. I didn't bust a filling. I just got 3 fillings and I was like, I swear if I just busted this filling. Yeah. I was because I do not want to go back to the dentist. So that was scary. But what I'm saying is double the savings account, at least double it. And it's not that hard to do as long as I do not spend boatloads of money. Get a pay raise at work. Every year we do like a review at work. I really want to get I want more money, but like I feel like I deserve it for you've seen how much work I do at work. I've gotten during COVID, I have had 5 roles. 5 different
and you've excelled at all of them and you're getting the recognition, so I think you really do deserve that raise.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate that. No, because it's true, because I went from like basic sales to like now I'm doing business support, which is way different. I did fraud support. I did a ton of stuff. And so I feel like I've exceeded expectations this year and I feel like that should be recognized. Run over 36 shows in 2021. And that's possible because before I ran about, I think beginning this year alone, and it's hard to believe, but 2020, I did run, I think 6 or 7 shows already. So like even that was just the first 3 months. So if I kept going, I feel like I could hit my goal of over 36. I think
that's a good goal. Like all of your goals are really reasonable.
I think so. Finish podcast studio. That's a big one for me. I love podcasting. I'm glad quarantine made me realize I love it.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah. This microphone just makes my voice sound super low. Like I'm like, hello. Welcome, everybody.
Because I have the nice side.
Yeah, so I'm going to get this mic again for over here because this mic is cheap. And also, like, if I do this, you can hear that. Which in this one, do it over there. You can't hear it. That's the best part. So I'm going to get a better shock mount and stuff for this. And I'm going to get a new tapestry for us. And this will go back in our room because this is Amir's tapestry. I feel bad.
Because we have an elephant-themed bedroom. And, like,
we do.
Now this is out here. So it, like, isn't quite... Right.
No, so we'll get a new tapestry and then also a new camera. That's going to be fun. 2 other goals are podcast related. Good segue. Get 300 subscribers on YouTube. So I've been doing podcasting since June of this year. So I feel like, was it June's month 6?
I feel like all my friends subscribe.
Yeah, in half a year, I have almost 70 subscribers. Yeah. So I feel like, to me, that's pretty good. So I feel like and that's about 10 subscribers a month. So if I kept going, I can get 300 in the next year. I'd just be doubling that.
For sure.
I think so.
Yeah, I believe in you.
With all the quality increasing, I think that's going to be good. And then get over 2,000 audio listens for podcast. Right now, since June, I have about 600. So I want 2,000 by the end of 2021. Again. All these are pretty attainable, I think, for me. And they're attainable for you, too. Like, we both set pretty broad goals. I got specific with my numbers just because that's just who I am. That's the way I set a goal.
That can be helpful to stay on track. I just want to be general so that I feel successful regardless of how far I get.
I mean, that's very important, babe. it's very important to be able to not just set attainable goals, but recognize when you attain them and not downplay them. A lot of people do downplay what they achieve, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like you shouldn't do that ever. I feel like you downplay what you achieve a lot.
Me?
Yeah. The reason why I say that is because when you get a new role in your field, you don't get paid a lot of money. So money is not what your level of success. You know what I mean? It's the role that you play for the environment. And like, you got a position this during COVID that you just did, and that may have not been exactly what they altered it because of COVID, and it would have been very impactful. And
but
you still made a big impact.
Like I think 11 community gardens that wouldn't have been ready for 2021.
I went in to one of your work sites in St. Paul, Minnesota. There's a dog park out there that's gigantic. And like, that was beautiful what you guys did. You restored the prairies, you cut down invasives, and we saw your work. Like, I'm with there
and
with
all
a buddy.
Those piles are going to get burned, and then the prairie seeds are already planted underneath, and they're going to resprout, and it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be beautiful. And people love it. People without knowing it love it. They enjoy it because they go there. I remember the first time we went there before you started working on it.
Yeah.
It was really cluttered and kind of a disaster. Invasives were leaning over. Like, I didn't realize just like the work you guys do make it more enjoyable to be there, which I was really impressed with that. So that's why I'm saying.
It's really like enhance and not enhance, I guess, but really enrich the community.
Enhance,
like,
is a good word. You're enhancing the experience of when people go to this area.
Yeah.
So you are enhancing. It enhanced mine. I just said that, right? When I walked in, I smiled and said, wow, she did a lot of work. And I kept going and kept seeing the work. And without even knowing exactly what you did, you could see it. You could see the impact that it makes.
Yeah.
So that's really important. I feel like having a visible impact, and that's tough for people. Think about it though. If like when I used to be in an office in a cubicle, I couldn't see the work that I was doing.
But that's part of the reason I choose these service-based organizations, because I really care about touching the community that I'm a part of and like being a good environmental steward.
One thing we say at Apple is we're enriching lives. We enrich people to be better owners of their devices. Same thing with you. You're enriching lives.
Yeah.
You're enriching not just lives, but the earth. That's super important. So good for you. Kudos to you, babe.
Thank you. I also got a new car this year.
Yeah, you did. Subi. Bluebee Subi.
Bluebee Subi.
Yep.
She's my new baby.
I don't name my cars.
I honestly never thought I would have a car. Like, I was like, I'm never going to own a car because I don't really need one and I don't want one. And then now that I've bought my own car, I feel really successful.
I'm laughing because when I first met you, you had a beat up Volkswagen. And when she told me this, I was like, wait, hold on. You're driving a Volkswagen and you're all about the environment, and they released the most emissions. I know it is. I'm not coming at you. I'm saying that it was just really ironic when I was like, your environment, that it releases the most emissions out of any car. That's a fact. They go to the maximum, like limited they can. So we got the Volkswagen. It broke down, luckily. It just broke down and wouldn't start.
I'm not going to start today.
And she was supposed to go to work. And then I remember it took us 4 days to get you a car. It took me a day. It took me about 4 or 5 hours.
I was a little pickier.
Yeah. I mean, I paid more, but like, I got exactly what I wanted almost. You were looking for like, I need a Subaru. Subaru was the dream car. I think the other one, you drove a Honda Civic and loved it, but you were really adamant on the Subaru.
Because I just feel like the all-wheel drive package is really what I need.
You need the space too. We haven't really gone camping with the new car yet, which is going to be big. You could fold the seats down and sleep in your car if you'd want. Which is she's got a Subaru Forester, not a brand new 2020. It's a 2013.
Yeah.
But again, I got a 2013 Hyundai Sonata, and the only reason I got it was because it was a hybrid vehicle, and I told you that.
But we're both doing what we can with our conscious choices.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. It's easy for me.
I guess another really big achievement I had this year is like, this is the first time I've been on my own outside of like being on my own in college, where like I had roommates and stuff like that. So like, that's a huge move for me. But I'm 22, so I feel like I'm like right where I should be.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree. And I remember when I was on my own in college, on my own, you're not really on your own, because it's cool because you're all realizing and figuring out life, that part together. Like, that's why I think when people say college is like useless, I don't think so. I think the big thing is go to college if you know what you want to go for. But also, if you don't, you can figure it out within the first year because you're not going for anything your first 2 years. You're getting your generals done. You really aren't. Like, unless you're like, I need to be a nurse. That's different versus me.
I mean, I showed up my freshman year with an associate's degree, so I had to figure it out.
Yeah, PSCO. That's low. PSCO is a little different if you do that in high school. For me, for the I'm talking about like the 90% of people like who are going in blind. Like, yeah. I came in with a plan. I was like, oh, I'm going to be an accountant. I'm going to do accountant. It's fine. And then I did 2 years. And all after 2 years, I was going into my third year, I switched degrees to a marketing major and added a minor. And all that did was add one half of a semester,
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what most people get into. Unless I've seen people pivot as well. They were wanting to go for a nursing degree, didn't make the cut after 2 years, pivoted and still got their degree in 2 years. So like, you don't have to be a genius, but what I'm trying to say by this whole thing is college teaches you a lot. When you're in the dorms, you don't learn crap. I'll be completely honest. You just learn how to struggle. That's what I remember. I remember putting a box fan in my room just to try to like stay cold because it was so hot in the winters, vice versa.
And like, how to like take a shower and get how to not eat like crap. Enough.
Yeah, like how to, the first year to me was figuring out the schedule of college and figuring out where stuff was.
Yeah.
And then after that, I moved out and went into homes. And once I got into houses, it got better because your roommate was someone that you usually want to be roommates with, usually. And they're figuring it out with you. I think that's fun. I think that was really fun, was just kind of figuring out life. Like, oh, this is the first time we really pay bills. This is the first time rent really is an issue. And it's like $400 for rent. And we thought that was a lot.
Yeah.
I remember like my max rent was $500 and I was like, oh my God, I don't know how I can do this. I worked at Caribou for 12 hours a week to get that.
Yeah. But like, I think we're doing really well. 2020 was a great year, even though there were like unexpected challenges.
Yep.
I'm trying to be positive. And I think
2020 was a great year. 2021 is going to be great.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I just realized while I watched you drink your coffee, I said that wrong.
It's okay. My perspective. Welcome everybody to the new episode of our, the new segment of My Perspective. I'm trying to, if you guys have a different name from this, let me know. But this segment I'm adding into each podcast.
Maybe because this is new start, new year, you could call it a new perspective.
Look at you.
Wow.
Look at you with the marketing mind. Amira found an article called 20 Really Good Things That Happened in 2020.
Oh, great segue.
Yeah. So she wants to be focused on the more positive stuff. Now, have you read this article by chance? I have not.
I skimmed the first little bit.
I'm going in blind.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, so ads are popping up. The first one said, we saved millions of lives with new vaccines. I don't like that one, personally.
No, that was a rough
really start. Bad start. Like, COVID had killed 26 people in Wuhan, blah, blah, blah. And there's like a whole paragraph on like how we've saved lives with the vaccine. That's great. We shouldn't be in this situation in the first place. 2 out of 20, we masked up and hunkered down, saving millions more lives.
See, I liked that one.
I don't like how it's all about like COVID. Like, there are other good things that happened during this scrolling. Year. Yeah, you keep going. Keep going. Because yes, we did get a vaccine. Yes, we did.
Okay,
have
I think number 3 is what really got me. Which it says, women leaders got the job done. So we had our first female vice president.
Mm-hmm. That is big.
A lot of other positive female role models in political positions.
Yep.
Also, number 4 is democracy won. Hashtag Biden 2020.
Oh, yeah.
That was huge.
I'm not trying to get political.
Yeah, without getting political. 5, carbon emissions fell by the largest amount ever recorded. This is where the article gets good.
The carbon. 6? Hold on. Go back one. You said carbon emissions?
Yeah.
Does it say by how much? Because with people staying at home, also, I'll put one in there.
Yeah, it says they're very likely to rebound in 2021 and beyond if we don't take further action.
Well, this is why, like, they went down because no one's driving, but also the simple fact of the matter that, you know, we're going to have a new president that has a different plan in stake, like oil is going to be shifting out, like, a lot of stuff's going to happen. Now, this will take time, but, like, I think that's a big one.
Number 6, in 2020, fossil fuels are in big trouble because now it's cheaper to have wind energy.
Yep.
As well as solar.
I want to point something out about that. Apples, all of our Apple store.
Yeah.
All of them. Okay.
Are they all solar?
They're all powered by wind and solar.
Okay.
So my Apple store in my mall is actually powered by somewhere in California where they have wind and solar at our Apple headquarters.
That's
now
crazy.
I think that's freaking huge. Just because, like, I've experienced this when the mall electricity went out, we didn't, because we're off wind and solar.
Yeah.
No carbon footprint. That I love. And that, if it's cheaper to do, that's what we should get into. Everybody should be in what Apple is doing now. Given, yeah, they're maybe not a $1 trillion company, but I think that, you know, like even a couple $1 billion company could do the same thing. They could run all of their offices based off of solar and
it would wind. Be cheaper.
Right. And it'd be better.
Crazy.
Usually how it works. Number 7, electric cars are speeding growth. That's big. Electric cars are huge now. I see a lot
Kevin's
more Teslas.
Kevin's next car is going to be a Tesla.
It is. I said that.
I'm going to make sure of it because you said that on our first date.
I did.
You said, I drive a hybrid, but I want to drive a Tesla.
And was it looked, was it better that I drove a hybrid? Like, was that an intriguing point to you?
Oh, yeah. I was like, he's hot and he cares about the environment.
I did. That's actually why I got the car. It was because I told you the story.
And you had blue eyes. I didn't finish. I was like, wow,
look at my blue.
He's great.
the whole car thing was big to me, and that is big. I wasn't just saying it to be like, let's swooze her, you know, I was trying to get her. It was because when I went to the lot, I had two car choices, they said, in my price range, right? They said, you can get a car that's $1,000 below your price range. It was almost like a Mustang, mm-hmm. and it was a very nice vehicle. I walked in, leather seats, super fast, really beautiful car, blue, the perfect navy blue I wanted, no damage whatsoever, hardly used. And like, I had like 80,000 on it. So that was like, wow. But then I saw the Hyundai Sonata that had hail damage on the top and had some dents in it and some scratches for $1,000 more.
Yeah.
And it was all black. And it was a hybrid, and I was like, and it had 40,000 on it, and I was like, okay, well, I can go with this car that's really dope or a car that's not so dope. I want the not so dope car that costed more because I told myself I wanted a Tesla ultimately, but I was like, this hybrid's a good start, and I loved it because the way hybrids drive are actually super, super, super nice. When you start the car, you can't hear it start.
Now it's just, you have like a low key chauffeur business for JC
for the dog.
Yeah.
For the dog, I literally got seat covers and a seatbelt and like, yeah, it's, yeah. 8 was it? Number 8 is more cities banished more cars.
See, it's all like on the environment. I think that's why I like this article.
It's because of the Paris plan.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually getting serious about the emissions. Number 9, we made the land greener. Wow, this is literally up your alley, huh?
Thanks.
Where did you find this article?
What is the source? Where was this article posted?
Mashable.com. Okay. Never heard of it. It's just the world is getting greener in satellite photos, which is beautiful, actually. That's how they're tracking a lot of this stuff, is using satellites to see if we're actually making a difference. And we are. That we are making a difference, for those who don't know.
Should we end after number 10?
Sure, if you want to.
Okay.
We made the oceans cleaner.
Yeah.
I love that.
I feel like that's really important. And like, if people want to read 11 through 20, they can look up the article.
Also, if you go to my link tree, so that's another thing you don't know this, I don't think.
Wait, yes, I do.
If you go to my link tree, there's actually a place you can donate to. I added a donation link for the oceans. So,
oh, wait, I think I have seen
that. Yeah, I just recently put it up. But essentially, you can go there and you can donate. And I think for my next birthday, I kind of thought about this. I forgot the exact organization. I'll get back to you guys later on it. But essentially, they created this big machine where they can clean the ocean,
mm-hmm.
And it's like very efficient manner. And they're killing it. They're like the Pacific Coastal or something like that. Or the coral cleaners.
Okay.
And they clean the ocean. And it's awesome. So go and donate on my link tree if you guys want to see more about that. We did make the oceans cleaner. We Yay. Got less emissions, and we're having a more green world, which I love.
I really think that a lot of good things are going to happen in 2021. I'm really hopeful.
Yeah, and 2020 was ultimately a year of growth.
Yeah.
We did grow a lot as human beings. We did save lives. We did figure out how to handle a pandemic in an efficient way for the most part. I mean, other things we're focused on because we said we have all this time. Like, what else are we going to focus on? Well, while the vaccine was getting developed, we made the world greener. I think that's awesome. Something to be recognized for sure.
Yeah.
And at that, we're ending the podcast.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye, moms. Thank you, everybody, for all the love you've been showing to Kev's perspective. I hope you guys pick up the gems that are being dropped in these conversations. Please go subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Kev's Perspective. Again, don't forget that comma. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review on the very bottom. I'd love to hear your feedback. And for any kind of guests you want to hear on the podcast, go follow me on Instagram. It's at Kev's Perspective Podcast. Again, it's at Kev's Perspective Podcast. Thank you for listening and keep supporting. Cheers.